Many salespeople miss the boat totally. If any salesperson is here or listening to this tape, I want you to not start talking about what you have to offer unless you first have literally interviewed the person you're talking with and gotten all the information. And then only then do you turn around and fit what you have with what they just told you and make it fit in. Many people lose many sales because they're talking about areas that the person listening to has absolutely no interest in. And talk to people on their terms. In other words, you have to talk to people in their areas of interest. So if I were to continue to talk to Diane, let's suppose I was trying to sell her something, and I had chatted with her, and she's telling me that she likes to be able to talk to people, to have friends and what have you, you know. And I say, let's suppose I have a charm school or something like that I wanted to enroll in. And I say, you know, if you were to enroll in this particular school, you will find it even easier to talk to all kinds of people. Is that something you would be interested in?
Absolutely.
Now, I already know that, right? Because she told me that she's interested in that as one of her reasons wants to go back to the East Coast. So I tied in what she already told me she's interested in with one of the features of my product or service. See how easy it is if you do it on that basis? You don't have to high pressure anyone. Find out what the person wants, and then if you have something that will fulfill their wants, you give it to them. See, many of the great salespeople do it all like that. Great salespeople are not backslapping high-pressure people at all. That is a total misconception that we have because of movies and TV and what have you. They are very good listeners. They pay real attention. They remember what you said. And then they find the features in their product that match what you want. And then you walk away, you feel good about having purchased this product. And that's how it's supposed to work, right? That you feel good afterwards. So, and everybody, of course, is in sales. You have to understand that. You're always selling a product, or you're selling yourself, or you're selling your ideas. So we all need to become good communicators if we want to get out of life what we want. Okay, we talked about desire a little earlier. Believe that you can. That's the second step. First, you have the strong desire, then you have to believe that it is possible for you.
How do you do that?
Well, you have one of your goals you can use as an example?
Sure, to get more money I just need to market a TV talk show I have right now. And
okay.
Lack of capital seems to be my obstacle.
Okay.
So marketing, believing in myself enough when I'm talking to people who might sponsor the show.
Well, do you believe, in other words, first of all, do you believe in the concept that you're offering?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So that's step number one. Yes. You see, if you do not, that will come through. People pick up information from each other all the time.
That's a good
on a subconscious level. In other words, you meet someone, and after a few minutes of talking to this person, you like this person or you don't like this person, even though you didn't talk about anything, or you feel neutral about them, right? You make up your mind real quickly about people. Now, that is not because the actual words that were said. It's the body language, it's the tonality, it's the way they approach you, it's the way they looked at you, whether they feel comfortable within themselves. You pick up all these dozens and maybe hundreds of different little things. Your brain picks those all up, files them away, and sort of runs it through the computer, and you make up your mind. You like this person, you don't like this person. So the same thing is true. You first, if you want to sell something to somebody else, which is what you're doing, is you need to be completely, totally convinced about the value of what you have to offer.
Well, I do believe there's a value, but you're right. I do have a teeny little doubt that perhaps it's not as, doesn't reach the common denominator. Maybe there's a teeny doubt that says, maybe it's too highbrow, maybe there's too small of an audience, maybe.
You want to go check it out now. You want to go and find out ways that you can do something to show that you remove that little doubt, because that little doubt is coming through.
Right.
I promise you it's coming through. People will pick it up. They don't know they're picking it up. They just say, I don't know, let me think about it, and they put you on that long, long waiting list, down the road here, call me in 5 years type thing, So they're picking up the doubt. So you want to revise it then to the point where you put enough elements in there so that you feel totally 100% sold on the concept.
Mm-hmm.
You see, enthusiasm and belief are two critical things in getting other people to go along with you.
Mm-hmm.
See, many people will be sitting on the fence. they'll be, well, you know, they're close, but they're not sure. If you have a total belief in what you have to offer, mm-hmm. that will then get them off the fence, you see, because people hook into the belief. People buy things emotionally. Even though they calculate it out and they run the numbers by, it is still an emotional decision. At some level, we're buying you as a human person, as a human being. I'm thinking, I'm going to work with her, you know, are we going to get along? Is she going to be easy to get along? All these thoughts are flying by when I'm trying to make a decision or whether or not to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go back and make sure that you are 100% sold on your concept. And if you're sold on a concept and then you program the end result, right? We're talking about end result programming. End result means you see the final result as if it has already happened. So you already have the talk show on the air and it is successful, would be the end result for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not an in-between step, not finding the money, not finding the right backers, because in order for it to be on the air and successful, all these things must have fallen in place. So do not be concerned about in-between steps on how to get there, because there are 84,000 different ways things can come about, and nobody is smart and intelligent enough to figure out all the possible ways. So therefore, do not bother trying to figure out all the possible ways. Focus on the end result, and then be mentally alert and intuitive about the things that are happening around you. So if someone says to you, you know, some maybe you ought to call this and this person, that you don't dismiss that, but that you actually get on the phone and then follow up. Because as soon as you start having an end result, that is, you mentally conceive this end result and you believe in it, then things will start happening. And you need to follow through. Because if you don't follow through, then of course the whole thing doesn't work. So your job is to follow through on the ideas and thoughts that you get once you have your end result firmly in mind.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your feedback.
Hi, I'm afraid that I'm going to become like a slave to my success. Like, you know, I'm going to have to work like 18 hours a day. And, you know, so I'm kind of shy away from trying to bring in more abundance in my life.
Well, how many hours a week do you work now?
20 to 30.
20 to 30? Heavy load?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Why not? Set it up. In other words, people create all kinds of rules for themselves that are non-existing. You know, they just make them up. So if you have a rule that if I want to make more money, I have to work more hours, then of course it's going to happen that way. How about if you set up a rule that you want to increase your income by what percentage?
100.
Okay, I want to double my income and work the same number of hours that I'm currently working. Would that be a good one for you?
Yeah, that's how I achieve where I'm at.
Hey,
exactly that.
Why not continue to do it? And not create a rule. What do you do with a rule that says it means I have to work harder? What do you do with it? You cancel out that false belief system, because there's show to me where it says that you must work harder to do that. As a matter of fact, the odds are that they should become better and better, that you can even work fewer hours to accomplish it.